I'm Dan Hughes in the Softball Corner. This week's show is about baseball bets. What's that got to do with softball, you ask? Well, changes are being made to the bat specification rules in college baseball, and I wouldn't be surprised if softball takes notice and does something similar in the not-too-distant future. Major League Baseball uses wooden bats. They've always used wooden bats. My guess is they always will use wooden bats. But many players have never swung a wooden bat until they're drafted into professional ball. From T-ball to Little League to high school ball to college ball, it's aluminum bats all the way. The big, and I mean big, advantage of aluminum bats, as far as athletic departments are concerned, is the bottom dollar. Wooden bats break easily. Aluminum bats last virtually forever. It's a no-brainer. If you don't want to keep buying more and more bats, you go with aluminum. They cost more at first, but over time they become a tremendous bargain. But aluminum bats pose a problem, too. They hit the ball harder than a wooden bat does. They cause more injuries than wooden bats. And they give batters an artificially higher batting average and slugging percentage than wooden bats. But that has changed in college ball this year because the NCAA is using a new metal bat this year, one that hits the ball less efficiently than the old bats. These new bats are called ball bat coefficient of restitution bats, or BB core bats, and they are especially designed to make the ball come off the bat at a slower speed than the old bats. Players say the sweet spot is smaller too, and they say they almost feel like they're hitting with wooden bats. After over a month of NCAA games with the new bat, college ball reports these results. 1. Runs per game have dropped from almost 8 last year to just over 6 this year. And 2. Home runs per game have dropped from almost 3 last year to under 2 this year. And where I live, the University of Illinois has seen its team batting average drop from 306 to 262, and runs scored per game has dropped from 6.9 to 5.4. Now, part of that is attributed to the less powerful bats, but another factor is that pitchers don't fear getting hit as much, and they're more aggressive on the mound. Anyway, the question is, could we see softball follow this path? Well, in a way, it's already happened. First, when titanium bats were banned soon after they arrived, and then in 2008, when ASA banned several very popular bats, including the Mike and Freak and the Easton Sin 2. And now it's my understanding that machines are being developed that will test bats right at the park during a game, and even bats with the approval seal can be tossed if they have become too powerful. New bats don't hit as hard as bats that have been broken in, and the broken-in bats often exceed the hitting limits. Couple that with the distinct possibility that due to safety rules, we may soon be using balls that aren't as hard, and it may not be too long before we can move the fences in just a little bit more. For more articles on slow-pitch softball, visit softballmanual.com. Thanks for listening. In the Softball Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.